Well, Joe-san, it is good to be with you tonight, today. As we continue in the emphasis of missions this month, I'm very honored to preach today. A couple of reasons. One, because indeed I'm your pastor, but also that this is you as a church supported me when I went on the missions field. So I'm grateful for your contributions and your prayer support. Let us look to the Lord as we get into Scripture. Lord God Almighty, Father, we praise you and bless you this morning. We acknowledge with gratitude that salvation is provided fully and freely by grace to those who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We come before you to celebrate your grace and the power of the gospel, which has captured our hearts for joyful worship. As we open your word, please guide us in your truth. And we pray that you would be exalted and we all be humbled. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 9. Verses 35 to 38. And I don't mind reading it again, and let's go ahead and read it again if you don't mind.
作工的人少，所以你们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
May the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
求主亲自祝福他自己的话语。
This morning I want to share with you three perspectives from God's word.
我今天是想跟大家分享三个观点是关于神的话语。
Because this is a missions month, I will share three mission stories.
因为今个月是宣教的月份，所以想跟你们分享三个宣教的一个故事。
And I will also share you three missions pictures.
亦都分享三个宣教的图画。
Now, I must warn you about these pictures. These are pictures of my younger days.
这个我需要去警告，给个小小的警告大家， 因为这个是我年轻的时候。
In my younger days, I had better eyesight and more hair.
我年轻的时候有好的眼睛和更多的头发。
So just be patient with those pictures.
请你们大家去忍耐。
Well, let me begin with the first mission story.
我第一个宣教的故事。
When I was in college, I had a desire to serve the Lord on a short-term missions project overseas.
我年轻的时候有个意象去分享是这个宣教是在海外的。
So during my junior year, I spent the summer with 50 other college students in the country of Japan, particularly focusing on college students.
我是在大学的第三年和50个其他的人来到日本那里是用一个夏季的时间去宣教。
And you see, there's my younger days. I had more hair, right?
你认不认到我是有更多的头发。
And those were two of the students that we were trying to, that I was trying to reach.
其中有两个是我们想去接触的学生。
The plan for that summer was to go on campus, to go on the university campus, and to have conversations with college students in hopes of sharing the gospel.
那个计划就是走进校园当中建立一段友谊，认识一班大学生，同埋分享福音。
So as my team went to the campus, we discovered that it was very easy to make friends with some of the college students, and they happened to be very interested in what we had to share with them, despite their lack of religious background.
雖然他去到教員當中，他們是完全沒有任何的宗教背景，但他們都很覺得他們對福音是有些興趣的。
Yet what we found out that summer, it took many conversation, much time and effort to tell them about God, to tell them about sin in the Lord Jesus Christ through Scripture.
但其實我們花費了很多時間和功夫，能夠先去講到耶穌基督的福音。
As I look back on those mission adventures, the harvest was plentiful.
我是发觉这个庄稼的确是很多。
But I also noticed that the labor was challenging.
但是做工的是非常挑战。
And still to this day, we need more laborers in that country of Japan.
直至今日，这个国家仍然很需要收庄稼的工人。
And by the way, interesting, one of those students in the checkered shirt, eventually he would trust Christ, and that was after I came back to the United States.
咁当我系你见到系着住格仔衫嘅个年轻人咧，当我翻到嚟美国之后，佢系接受咗耶稣。
But let's look in Scripture again. I have three points, and the first point is: Do we have compassion for the harvest?
咁我第一点想同大家分享嘅就系你有冇一个怜悯嘅心去收庄稼咧
？So as we look in Scripture, we find out that we notice how Jesus looked at people.
我哋留意下耶稣点样睇一个群众。
How Jesus saw people not simply just from the outside, but he looked inside of them.
主耶稣唔系净睇外边，佢亦都深入喺里边。
It said the passage indicated that he traveled to cities and villages as he continued to proclaim the gospel.
咁呢个经文系记载耶稣系走遍各城各乡，能够去传讲神嘅福音。
He saw many people, but he also saw them for who they were.
佢见到人，但亦都系见到佢哋究竟系一啲点样嘅人。
In other words, he looked beyond appearance, but he looked inside their heart.
佢系超越个外表，能够睇进佢哋嘅内心。
And he could see the pain, he could see the misery in their hearts.
佢见到佢哋嘅伤心，佢哋见到佢嘅流离失所。
How do we know that?
我哋点知道咧？
The passage tells us in verse 36, it uses two descriptions. One is harassed, and the other is helpless.
咁喺第经文嘅三十六节系有两个字嘅，咁一个系被骚扰，一个就系一个无助。
Regarding harassed, we think of they were disturbed, they were troubled, usually by someone else.
被骚扰即系俾人去打扰啦，亦都系俾有麻烦嘅。
In other words, they were pushed around, they were taken advantage of.
佢哋俾人去推嚟推去，亦都系被去攞着数。
The other description is they were helpless, and when we think about helpless, we think of they were defenseless.
第二个字系无助，佢哋好似系冇办法去保护自己。
They really couldn't fight for themselves. They couldn't really defend themselves.
佢哋唔可以自我防卫。
So who was oppressing them? Who was giving them trouble?
咁边个系压制佢哋咧？边个俾佢哋麻烦咧？
The answer is the religious leaders.
咁呢个答案就系佢哋当中嘅宗教嘅领袖。
So how do we know that?
我哋点知道咧
？Jesus referred to the lost people as being sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣系形容嗰啲人就好似一班冇牧羊嘅羊群。
This is a subtle indictment against the Jewish leaders.
呢个系好严重嘅警告，去对当时嘅宗教领袖。
The Jewish leaders should have been shepherding these people, pointing them to God.
呢啲猶太嘅領袖係應該去牧養佢哋，將佢哋帶到去神嗰度。
But instead, the Jewish religious leaders were self-righteous and self-seeking, and they looked down upon the peoples as sinners and distanced themselves from them.
但呢班領袖就係自高自義，佢要隔離佢哋，去覺得佢哋係高人一等。
You might say that they were fleecing the flock and not shepherding them with compassion.
你可以話佢哋係偷取一啲羊群，而唔係去牧養羊群。
Now, and there's other passages in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel 34, and even the Gospel of Matthew chapter 23 that talks about the fleecing the flock.
咁喺旧约里边，例如话以西结书三十四章，或者新约里边马太福音廿三章，都讲呢班领袖系点样去偷呢啲羊。
And how the religious leaders did not do what they were supposed to do.
是这些宗教领袖们没有做他们应该做的事。
In fact, Jesus had very stern words in Matthew 23 about the religious leaders and their efforts.
那是耶稣用非常之严厉的词语去警告，在马太福音23章警告当时的宗教领袖。
The religious leaders burdened the people with religious acts required them for them to do.
那这班领袖们就是怎样去加重其他人负担，是用不同宗教的条例。
The religious leaders are those at the temples charged more for sacrificial animals, and so the people were taken advantage of. They were harassed and they were helpless.
咁点样睇到佢哋系无助同埋被骚扰咧？就例如话佢哋要献祭嘅羊，佢哋系当时候嗰班领袖们系索取呢个高价先可以去献祭。
And Jesus saw that in them.
耶稣就睇到佢哋。
That is the harvest perspective.
呢个就作为收割嘅一个视野。
Do we see that harvest perspective that the pain and the misery people have without Jesus?
呢个作为收取庄稼嘅，有冇一个怜悯嘅心睇到其他人嘅流离失所咧
？Do we see people as Jesus sees people?
我哋有冇用耶稣嘅心嚟到睇人咧
？Do we see how the world has caused much stress upon people today?
我哋有冇睇到呢个世界点样去压榨呢啲无助嘅人咧？
Do we see how the enemy has blinded the minds of unbelievers?
我哋有冇睇到仇敌点样去将呢啲未信主嘅人佢哋眼系蒙蔽咧
？Do we see how even religion has blinded people?
你有冇睇到呢啲宗教点样去捆绑人咧
？Jesus saw them harassed and helpless.
耶稣睇到佢哋系被骚扰，佢哋无助。
In verse 36, it notice his response.
第三十六节留意下呢个回应。
Again, when Jesus saw the people, he had a response, and it was compassion.
我哋睇下，当耶稣睇到人嘅时候，三十六节，佢系点样用一个怜悯嘅心嚟回应
？The word compassion is the strongest word for pity in the Greek language.
咁呢个怜悯呢个字喺希腊字有一个好强烈嘅一个词语。
It describes the compassion in such a way that a man is moved to the very deepest depth of his being.
咁呢个字系形容当一个人佢系触动佢内处最深层嘅一样嘢。
It's a rarity that the word compassion is used. In fact, it's found only here, describing how Jesus looked at people. He looked at them with compassion.
咁呢度净系第一处净系点样形容耶稣系点样睇住嗰啲人，睇到佢哋嘅无助。
Brothers and sisters, do we look that way upon the harvest?
弟兄姊妹，我哋有冇用同样嘅心嚟到睇呢啲庄稼咧
？Do we have that same compassion as Jesus has for the harvest?
我哋有冇耶稣嘅心肠，点样怜悯，点样去呢啲去收庄稼嘅咧
？Do we recognize that people are lost without Jesus?
我哋有冇睇到人点样流失，系冇耶稣嘅时候？
Maybe we even have to take a step back, and maybe we even have to ask ourselves: Have we ever personally recognized that we are lost without Jesus?
咁我哋有冇再退下一步？我哋点样如同一啲失落嘅人？当我哋冇咗耶稣嘅时候
，Have we ever come to the conclusion or conviction that we are sinners in need of a savior?
咁我哋有冇去到结论？我哋都系罪人，我哋都需要耶稣。
The same compassion here is the same compassion that's offered from Jesus.
呢个同样怜悯嘅心，亦都系耶稣系攞出嚟嘅。
If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. And that is to trust Him now to be your shepherd. Trust Him now to be your savior.
如果你仲未接受耶稣嘅，我系邀请你哋能够接受耶稣作为你嘅救主，作为你嘅牧人。
We will never have compassion unless we have Jesus in our hearts.
我哋系冇一个怜悯嘅心，当我哋冇耶稣喺我哋心里边。
With Christ, Christ opens it up that we would see the world a little bit differently.
有咗耶稣，我哋可以用耶稣嘅视角嚟到睇呢个世界系唔一样嘅。
As believers, we should have compassion because we see people without Christ.
作为信徒，我哋当然有一个怜悯嘅心，睇到其他人系冇耶稣嘅时候。
And so as we continue this mission month, do we have that compassion for the harvest?
咁喺作为一个宣教月，咁你有冇呢个怜悯嘅心去睇呢啲庄稼咧
？Secondly, not only do we have the compassion for the harvest.Are we gathering the harvest?
第二个问题我哋要问嘅系，除咗我哋有呢个怜悯嘅心之外，我哋仲有冇呢个去收取庄稼嘅咧
？Are we in the process of being involved, or you know, whether it's praying, whether it's sending, or being involved ourselves?
咁我哋有冇去点样去活跃喺里边？无论系藉着祷告或者我哋自己走出去。
So where do we get this point?
我哋点样睇呢一点啊
？It's found in scripture.
呢个喺经文里边。
Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
耶稣就话庄稼要收嘅庄稼多，作工嘅人少。
So notice the word few.
有冇留意呢啲字咧
？That means that there is a shortage.
系有个缺乏。
There's only so many out there, and there needs to be more out there.
只有系一个好少嘅，但系佢需要嘅系更加多。
So in other words, we need more and more people to go and to preach the gospel.
我哋要更多地人能到去传福音。
Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
耶稣就系话收嘅庄稼多，作工嘅人少。
So we need more people to be sent out to preach the gospel.
我哋要更加多嘅人差派出去，能够去传福音。
And not just any people, but those who love Christ and love others.
唔系普通嘅人，而系爱耶稣爱人。
Those who share the same convictions and the same compassion that Christ has.
有同样嘅信念，有同样耶稣嘅心肠。
Not only believers, but also laborers or workers. People are able to do the work.
不是只是一个信徒， 有这个工人是要做工的。
So when you go on missions, it's going to be a lot of work.
当你去做宣教的时候，是花费很多的功夫。
It's not a vacation.
不是一个假期。
You will labor.
你是需要做事的。
Missions require much effort.
这个宣教是需要这个努力。
Think about how much time it takes to translate the Bible into a language.
你想想，如果要去翻译圣经，是需要多大的功夫时间。
Think about how much energy it takes to communicate to those who have yet to hear about Jesus.
有多少的能量是要去沟通，要说传福音。
Think about how much time it takes to see disciples won or churches to be planted.
有多少的时间门徒是会打赢仗，也都可以去建立会堂。
And so we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to labor for the harvest?
那我们就要问自己，我们有没有为宣教的去花功夫呢？
Notice in the passage it says, we should pray for those to be sent out to labor for the harvest.
留意在经文之后，有没有为差派的人出去祷告呢？
And so not only the people that need to be gathering the harvest need to love the Lord,and also to labor, but they also need to leave.
咁不单止佢哋要去爱主，佢哋有收庄稼，同埋佢哋同时佢哋要出去。
For those going on missions, you must be willing to leave.
去宣教嘅，你当然系要愿意去离开咯。
To leave your home, to leave leave the comforts of where you have been raised up.
离开屋企，离开你舒适嘅一个环境出去。
And go where the Lord directs you.
去到神带领你去的地方。
If we are to be the people of the harvest, love is required.
我们要收庄稼的是需要爱。
We must have the love of Christ to share the gospel.
我们有爱基督的心能够去传福音。
Labor is a necessity.
这个要花功夫是一个需要的事情。
And even leaving, that is going out, is a must.
咁呢个当然离开系呢个必须嘅。
This picture here, depicts my trip to Asia.
咁呢幅画就系我有一次去亚洲嘅一次宣教。
And again, it's in my younger days.
呢个系我年轻嘅时候。
My team had to travel by plane. We had to travel by train, and we also had to travel by bus to go to a very remote place in the desert.
咁我个团队咧系需要去搭飞机啦、坐火车啦、最后坐巴士先去到一个好隔绝嘅地方，系一个沙漠。
In this particular region in Asia, our mission was to spend time to learn the language and to seek out to reach out to disciple students。
喺呢个夏季，我哋呢个宣教系需要去学习呢个言语，要去接触其他人，同埋要去作一个门训。
So during the morning hours, we spent a couple hours of language study.
咁啊，朝头早我哋系需要学习当地嘅言语。
In the afternoon, we ventured out to talk and to meet with students.
咁我哋晏昼就出去，真系同啲学生去接触。
In my particular time, I was able to identify and to disciple two young men that are pictured there.
当时候我有睇到有两个系需要去接受门训嘅一个年轻人。
Because of the danger of persecution in that particular area, we couldn't just meet out in the open.
因为当地系受逼迫嘅，所以我哋唔可以咁公开能够接触佢哋。
And what I mean about meet out in the open was we couldn't just discuss the Bible or just pray out in the open. That's what I mean about that.
我嘅意思就系话唔可以公开地去攞住本圣经能够传福音为佢哋祷告。
So if we did have to talk about the Lord, if we did have to talk about Scripture, we would go in a very private room and make sure the door was locked and that we would speak.
咁我哋要当点样去做咧？我哋就会去一间紧闭嘅一个密室里边，我哋好柔和、好细声咁样嚟去到讲耶稣传福音。
So during the time that I would meet with these guys, I would have to share all the scripture, all the scripture that I had memorized, and I would pray with them.
因为冇办大圣经，所以我要靠住我嘅记忆，系将经文同佢哋去分享。
Thinking back, it was a lot of labor to prepare for this mission trip.
咁我回后想，我哋为咗呢个宣教嘅一个旅程，系付出咗好多。
I had to learn scripture. I had to learn the language. I had to go a long distance to be with these guys.
我要学习当地嘅言语，我要记得呢啲经文，亦都去点样去能够走出去同佢哋分享。
And it was the love of Christ to share and to spend time with these students.
因为爱主嘅缘故，我愿意走出去同呢啲学生们去分享。
What am I saying, or what is Scripture saying?
咁我想讲啲乜嘢？经文又讲啲咩咧？
There's a lot of labor when it comes to missions.
咁呢个宣教系需花费好多嘅功夫。
We need the love of Christ.
我哋要去爱耶稣基督。
We need to put forth the labor.
我哋要去做工。
And even leave familiar places to go to unfamiliar places to reach others and disciples others for God's kingdom.
离开呢个熟悉嘅地方去一个唔熟悉嘅地方，因为神国嘅缘故。
So are we the people to gather the harvest? Are we sending people to love, to labor, and to leave for the sake of Christ?
咁我哋会唔会为咗耶稣嘅缘故，我哋愿意离开自己熟悉嘅地方，去一个唔熟悉嘅地方，能够去分享主耶稣嘅福音咧？
I have 3 points, and I've shared the first 2 points.
咁我仲有两点，我会讲第一点。
My third point is this.
我嘅第三点。
Do we pray for the harvest?
我哋有冇为收嘅庄稼祷告
？Are we praying for the harvest?
我哋有冇为收嘅庄稼祷告
？In this picture, it's a picture of some of the church leaders that I went on a missions project with.
咁呢个我见到呢张相喺里边有其有一间一个教会去支持我哋嘅宣教工作，佢哋当中嘅领袖。
There will be one in the group that will eventually go into the pastoral ministry。
咁其中有一个会走去一个作为一个牧者嘅一个团队。
And as we served in missions together, you know, our focus was we wanted to pray, you know, for the Lord of Harvest and to send out more laborers to take the gospel to the ends of the earth。
咁我哋系呢个有个祷告系点样？求呢个庄稼嘅主打发更多嘅工人，直到地极去宣讲神嘅福音。
We need to ask ourselves in response to Scripture: Are we praying for the harvest work?
我哋要问我哋自己，我哋有冇为收取嘅庄稼去祷告
？In verse 38, the Lord commands us to pray.
第38节，耶稣系吩咐我哋要去祷告。
In verse 38, it says, "Therefore, pray earnestly."
第38节就是说是恳切的祷告。
Pray earnestly to the Lord of Harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
是这个恳切的祷告，是求收庄稼的主打发工人去收取他的庄稼。
We all know that some of us are not always available to go on missions, but we can all pray for missions.
我们知道我们当中不是这么多人有这个空闲去这个作这个宣教打地，绝对是可以去为到宣教士们他们祷告。
We need to ask ourselves, why should we pray?
咁你问我哋点解要祷告啊
？Yes, the Lord commands us to pray.
系啊，耶稣系吩咐我哋系咁样祷告。
But also, the harvest's work is God's work.
收取庄稼工作系神嘅工作。
We must realize it is God's doing that must till the soil of the heart.
好似神亦都要为一啲预备呢啲土壤嚟到去翻土。
God must work in a lost heart, a darkened heart, or else there will never be a harvest.
神亦都要去摸一啲黑暗冰冷嘅心，先可以。如果唔系，就冇一个收。
We all know that the new birth or being born again is a miracle that it could only be done by God.
一个出生或者一个重生，绝对系一个神迹。
It's an awesome work of God to work in the human heart.
亦都系神嘅工作，先可以喺人心里边去工作。
Only God could bring about the harvest. Only God could bring about the salvation to others. And so we must pray for the harvest.
是神先可以收取这个庄稼，咁去讲佢嘅福音，所以我哋要去需要去祷告。
Jesus said, not just pray, but pray earnestly and pray that the Lord would raise up laborers for the harvest.
耶稣唔单止吩咐我哋去祷告，我哋要去恳切去祷告，如果系求神去兴起一啲工人去收取庄稼。
Now I think we do a pretty good job in terms of praying for supportive missionaries.
我哋有一个做得好嘅，就系我哋要去点样去祷告去支持啲宣教士。
But if we understand what Scripture is telling us, we should pray for even more missionaries.
但我哋留意下经文，我哋系要为到更多嘅宣教士嚟祷告。
We need more laborers to go to the ends of the earth.
我哋要更多嘅工人去到地极。
We are to go to people who have yet to have the Bible in their own language.
咁我哋要去到呢啲系冇圣经嘅人嘅当中。
We are to go to people who have yet to hear the gospel, hear about Jesus Christ.
我哋去到啲未听过福音嘅人群当中。
We are to go to people who have yet to have a church in their area.
我哋要去到一啲当地冇教会嘅一啲地方。
There are billions of people in the world.
喺世界上有数十亿嘅人。
In reaching people for Christ and planting churches, it will take a steady stream of people praying.People making disciples, people going, and people planting churches.
咁要去做呢啲咁大嘅一个和场，咁你需要人，不单止要去准备，可能会去讲福音啊，有啲会去负责去直堂啊，有啲人去负责去祷告，种种方法嚟到去支持宣教嘅工作。
So in accomplishing in response to the harvest, we must pray.
所以我系劝弟兄姊妹，我哋需要去祷告。
And do we pray for the harvest?
我哋有冇为到收庄稼嘅去祷告
？Again, we need to pray for missionaries, but we also have to pray for more missionaries, more laborers to go in the harvest.
我哋要去求系不单止现有嘅呢啲宣教士，亦都会去更多嘅去要准备去收割呢啲和场嘅工作嘅工人。
As I mentioned, I had 3 points.
我讲咗有三点。
I also had 3 mission stories.
我都有三个呢个宣教嘅故事。
The 3 points were is do we have compassion for the harvest?
第一点就系我哋有冇怜悯嘅心为到收庄稼。
Are we gathering for the harvest?
我哋有冇真系去收取庄稼。
Do we pray for the harvest?
我哋有冇为收取庄稼嘅祷告。
I've shared a couple of mission stories.
我分享咗几个宣教嘅故事。
And so I'll share one last mission story.
最后一个宣教嘅故事。
Years ago, I went on a short-term mission, summer mission project to the Philippines.
我有一个去到菲律宾里边有个夏季嘅宣教嘅一个工作。
This particular mission project's hope was to send basketball teams to share the gospel in the Philippines.
呢个宣教工作咧就系话系有一个一个打篮球一个团队去点样传福音。
As a young man, I'm thinking basketball.And to share the Bible with others.
作为一个年轻人，我又可以打篮球，亦都可以分享福音。
That's a perfect combination, isn't it?
呢个最好嘅一个组合，系咪
？So I went on this project to go to the Philippines to play basketball with the hopes of sharing the gospel.
咁我去到菲律宾嗰度去打篮球，亦都去寻找机会去分享福音。
So the idea was to go to the different neighborhoods to play against the local teams.And at the halftime or at the break to share the gospel.
咁嗰个工作就去到当地嘅环境里边去找啲唔同嘅球队一齐去打波去比赛，跟住趁住中间当佢哋有空闲嘅时候，同佢哋分享福音。
So when we played our very first game, we went in the neighborhoods. You know, we challenged the local team to play basketball, and the whole neighborhood practically came out.
咁呢个去到当中，其中去到一个社区里边去挑战佢哋其中一队嘅当中嘅一个球队，系成个社区嘅人出嚟去睇呢场比赛。
There was about 300 or 400 people that immediately came out to watch us play basketball.
当中有300 to 400人走出嚟睇一个篮球嘅比赛。
And of course, during the game at the break, we would share the gospel.
咁当然啦，咁我哋比赛中场休息嘅时候，我哋趁呢个机会就系分享福音。
And this happened time and time again as we continue to travel to different places in the Philippines.
咁呢个如此嘅循环，去到唔同嘅社区、唔同嘅环境里边，去到又一边去打波，一边去传福音。
And every game, several hundred people crowded the basketball court just to watch us play and to hear the gospel.
有一次仲系有多过700+人嚟到睇我哋去到睇呢个比赛同埋听福音。
Now, because of security reasons, the basketball team were forced to move on beyond the Philippines.
咁因为呢个安全嘅理由，我哋系只可以又要离开呢个菲律宾，去到第二地方。
So where shall we go？
我哋去边啊
？We went to Hong Kong。
我哋去咗香港。
And we played basketball there, and we shared the gospel there。
我哋去到香港，又去到打篮球，亦都去分享福音。
Now if you're in Hong Kong, where else do you go？
咁去完香港之后，又去边咧
？You got to go to Macau。
一定去澳门啦。
And so we landed in Macau, and we were invited to play the national team.
我哋去到澳门就去，我哋去被邀请系同呢个国家队去比赛。
Every game, everywhere we went, we played basketball and we shared the good news of Jesus Christ.
每场球赛除咗打波之外，我哋都去传耶稣嘅福音。
You know, as we traveled to all these different countries, we realized the need is still there.
我哋去到唔同嘅国家，都睇到佢哋有唔同嘅需要。
The harvest is still plentiful.
呢个收取嘅庄稼系甚多。
We still need labor. We still need missionaries. We still need pastors to be a part of the harvest work out there.
我哋需要工人，需要宣教士，需要牧师嚟到收取呢个庄稼。
And so the question is how do we respond as a church?
咁呢个问题就系问我哋点样作为一个教会，点样去回应？
First and foremost, do we have compassion for the harvest?
最紧要亦都第一样最紧要嘅就系我哋有冇一个怜悯嘅心去到收庄稼。
Do we see people that they are lost without Jesus?
我哋有冇去寻求人睇到佢哋系失落嘅
？Secondly, are we involved in gathering the harvest?
第二，我哋有冇去踊跃嘅去参与呢个收取庄稼嘅事工
？And third, do we take time to pray?To pray for the Lord to send out laborers for the harvest.
第三，我哋有冇祷告？我哋祷告呢个收取庄稼嘅主，打发更多嘅工人出去收庄稼。
Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly that the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest."
所以耶稣都讲呢、这个庄稼系多，作工嘅人少，所以要祈求庄稼嘅主打发工人出去收取呢个佢嘅庄稼。
Let us pray.
我哋低头祷告。
Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gospel that you've given us through Jesus Christ.
亲爱嘅主天父，都多谢你俾一个完备嘅福音，俾我哋能够可以有机会同其他人分享主耶稣你嘅福音。
We know it's by your grace that we are able to receive it by faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
系藉着你嘅恩典，我哋能够系凭着信，能够可以将呢个福音传出去。
If we had to think about it, it is the greatest thing that has ever happened to us.
呢个系对我哋最大最好嘅礼物。
And if we had to think about it further, the greatest thing that we could do for others is to share the love of Christ to others.
咁我哋谂到系最好嘅，其实我哋最好嘅回应就系去分享呢个福音。
Father, help us to realize that there is a world in need of Jesus Christ.
神啊，打开我哋心俾睇到，原来呢个世界好需要主耶稣你嘅福音。
Help us to respond with compassion to share the gospel news, the good news, to others.
俾我哋有呢个一个怜悯嘅心，能够分享耶稣嘅福音。
Father, we pray as a church, we would be involved in gathering up the harvest. That is even sending out laborers into the harvest.
神啊，求你去真系叫我哋作为一个教会，点样去回应，点样去差派更多嘅人去到去收取呢个庄稼。
Help us to send out missionaries who are qualified, who love you, who are learned, and it could share your gospel and make disciples and plant churches.
打发啲系爱你，亦都系准备好自己，亦都有呢个怜悯嘅心去传呢个神国你嘅信息。
And Father, help us to do our part to be faithful to pray.
神啊，让去我哋叫我哋忠心，能够去藉着祷告。
To pray for our missionaries that are around the world that are sharing Christ to others.
能够为啲宣教士点样为到佢哋去当地嘅人去传福音
，and also to pray for even remote areas and remote people that have yet to be reached, that have yet to even have a Bible in their hands。
我哋都要为到去遥远嘅、去未得之民嘅去祷告，佢哋系当中系仲未有圣经。
Father, we pray that you would raise up more laborers for your harvest。
父神啊，真系恳求你，真系兴起更多嘅工人出去收取主你嘅庄稼。
So Father, give us the vision, give us the conviction to look beyond.
叫俾我哋有呢个意象，有个热心，能够可以望得嘅更远。
And not only to look beyond, but with hopes that you will reach beyond.
能够去更加去到更远嘅地方，能够去传福音。
Lord, we trust you and we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
神，我哋都系信靠信服，能够去爱你，都系呢句奉耶稣得圣名字祈求。
Amen. Amen.